This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome
so blue
to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here for the next few hours here. I'm actually live for the next hour. And then from 8 to 10, I have to run and do a few things for the family. Like I said, September and the beginning of October are just crazy for me. I'm doing everything I can to give as much live content as possible. But got to do a lot of things. Anyways, we've been on the phone with Butch, a number of questions, and the final question in the shorter segment of the show brought up a huge conversation about the Asian jumping worm. And we were talking about, you know, he has used the mustard solution, even used salt, bring the jumping worms to the surface and pick them, put them in a bucket of water. The concern is more for the compost and what's going to do to it by using the soil, the salt and that type of thing. Obviously, we know what the jumping worm can do, but we're concerned about the cocoons, and those are the hard ones to get. And so what we started to talk about, Butch, was the pile that you have it in right now. That one right there is where we're going to really take a hard look at it. And they actually say to do it in the spring, early summer, to get rid of it. You could even do it now. But is that compost pile that you have, is it in a sunny area or a shady area?
Them up to the top early for the case window and get them up to the top. If the plastic, they feed up enough, get rid of them.
Yeah, so
I'll get back to you on that.
That's really the hope, is you want to do it and you want to leave that plastic. You want to use it, leave it there about 3 to 4 weeks. All right, so that's the biggest one. The big thing here is just making sure that, you know, you water first, because that'll actually help heat up the soil even more once you put the plastic over the top, because it will also bring some of those jumping worms to the surface. Right, so we're not looking to, you know, soak it or flood it. We're looking to just wet the area, the top area. So don't try to drench the soil. We're looking to just have that top surface wet enough so when you put the plastic over it, it creates that greenhouse effect and heats the water up, brings the cocoon, everything to the surface as much as you can, and then cooks them and kills them that way. You can, but really it's not going to affect the cocoons, right? The mustard aspect of it. This is more for the cocoons to do more for it, to try and kill them that way versus the actual worms themselves, because the cocoons are so hard to find too. If you even Google just like what the cocoons look like, they look just like the soil. They're just a little bit darker, like a darker pebble almost. And the crazy thing is one adult worm can produce up to 60 of these cocoons.
Oh,
yeah, it really is. And, you know, they've been working on some different things to see what they can do. I haven't seen anything completely yet that will kill all of them.
Yeah, I went to a garden center and I mentioned it to them, and they dug up a little spot and said, look, we got them here too.
Yeah.
And they do seem to be spreading it in there.
Yeah, and they're coming from... Yeah, well, I appreciate all the questions. It's some great information, I think, going out. And keep us posted on how that works for the jumping worms, because I'd love to hear it.
Okay. Thank you so much, Patrick.
All right, Butch, have a great one. Awesome. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And, Nathan, we still got another call on the line? All right. We don't at the moment, so there's free lines for you. I got about 45 minutes left in the live aspect of the show to answer some of those questions for you. We're going to play last week's first couple hours that was pre-recorded. You know, so you can hear some of that information, because there was some good timely information. You know, one of the good things about being able to do just either questions from my email or just talking is I get to get a lot of information for that time frame out, right? There is a lot of information that I don't get to always get to. But that's really okay, because this is a question and answer show. This, we want you guys to call in. But I think sometimes when I get to do these things, it's more beneficial sometimes, so that you get a ton of information in those couple hours, and get it from there. So definitely, stay tuned for that, because I think it is beneficial, for that. So that'll be from 8 to 10 today, I think next week we're having I have something else going on. I'm working on trying to figure out the best way for that one as well. So I will do what I can there, trying to get everything done with family and work and everything. It's crazy how everything happens in the month of September and the beginning of October, when I have the 52 weeks a year, and it just seems like these 5 weeks are so packed full of different things to do that it's just so much. Anyways, if you have questions, call us 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got some calls on the line, so I want to get to it. Nathan, who's up next?
John's in Wells, Maine.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, Patrick, a couple of months ago, I planted a forsythia bush, and I just wanted to find out, it's doing very well, and now it's got one particular branch is starting to jut out in the front of it quite a distance, like about 2 feet from the rest of the bush, and I'm wondering about trimming it in the fall or spring. What would you recommend?
So usually the best time with a forsythia is to prune it after it's done flowering, right?
Sure.
Just so it won't affect it. I would say if that one branch, it's not a bad thing to prune that forsythia.
Mm-hmm.
you know, if it's overgrown like that and doing a lot, you know, too much, I think it's okay to do, right? You know, sometimes, you know, you don't want to cut too much of it, especially this late in the season. I mean, it's not even late, but it's late. It's like that in-between period. You know, is it one where it's more of like a sucker growth, or is it one that's just part of the, it just took off on its own?
I think it just took off on its own.
Okay. So, I mean, I have no problem to cut some of it at this point. You know, I think that, I mean, you could, I don't know, it's one of those things where a lot of the times we're saying, you know, the for a forsythia like that, you should be done pruning, you know, mid to late July, maybe even, you know, beginning of August. But for something like that, an outlier like that, I think I would have no problem with just pruning that one back and not pruning the rest of it, because what it's doing is it's giving the plant enough time to really get that new development for next season, right?
Okay.
So that's what I would do. I would also, to help it get through the winter, I might throw some plant tone on it at half the rate that you would have in the spring, just to really give it a boost for that next season. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, John. I appreciate the call. Have a great one.
Thank you. You too. And have a great rest of the day.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter?
It's a lot of fun.
But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap Seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you. Your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man, your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And welcome back to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Got a couple calls on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Pat's in New Hampshire.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, good morning. Can you hear
good
me?
Good morning. Yeah, perfect.
Oh, hi. I wanted to ask about, I'm trying to do a few things in the fall, and someone had mentioned adiostomy as an option for crabgrass when you have clover in your lawn, but it sounded like you had to wait a long time before you could feed. I don't know if you have to wait a long time to add other amendments like love your soil. I'm a little worried about the salt. I think it has salt in it.
Yeah, so the adios is, you know, a weed killer. It's a... Obviously, it does have a little bit of salt into it, but the thing about it is it's formulated in such a way that it is not going to affect the salt that's in. It's not going to affect the lawn. I believe you. I'm trying to look it up at the same time here, but I believe you can reseed in like 14 days or so. I'm trying to get the instructions here. 10 days. I'm not seeing exactly how many days, but...
I had heard it had to be a long, much longer time. Like, you couldn't do it in the fall unless you were going to only reseed in the spring.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not seeing anything on the website that's stating that. It, being as an organic, it doesn't have a long residual, right? Okay. So a residual on organic is usually only like 14 days or so. I've seen maybe up to 21 days, but I think it would be okay. I mean, that being said, it, if you were to use it today and then, you know, in 21 days, it's going to be close to November as it is.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
So, I mean, that would be one thing. I think one of the things you could do if you're looking to just, you know, reseed, some of that clover, some of the other weeds that are in the lawn are starting to die back as it is. And if you actually, when it comes to reseeding, one of the best things is to cut the lawn back a little bit lower than you normally would at this time of year, so you can get more soil contact with the seed. And so it might actually kill some of those clover seeds, not kill, but cut them back so much that the seed can eventually take over, because the clover seed's going to go dormant in the next month or so. And then in the spring, the grass grows a little bit easier than the clover does sometimes.
Okay.
So I think it would be beneficial there. But if you wanted to use a weed killer now, you would just have to wait till the spring to reseed anything, just because of the time frame that waiting in between.
Okay. I tested last year, and my soil, you know, is going to need more things.
Yep.
And someone again said, don't test every year, but I'm thinking, given how many issues I have, maybe I should be for a couple of years testing every fall.
Yeah, no, to be honest with you, you should be testing, you know, if you are doing something to the lawn to fix it, or, you know, try to, you know, raise the pH or fix some of the trap nutrients, etc. If you don't test the soil, you know, a year from when you've done it, you're not knowing if what you're doing is working. Right?
Yeah.
So you could just be putting something down for 2-3 years, and then it doesn't work, and you're saying, well, that product doesn't work. Well, maybe we weren't, you know, you weren't putting enough down. Or maybe, you know, there's other aspects to it. So I definitely think, you know, checking out a soil test, if you're going to do it, you know, once a year, do it towards the end of the fall so you can see what you've done all year, so you can plan the next season so that it's ready to go, and you're not saying, all right, well, I'm going to do it in the spring, I'll soil test in the spring, wait a couple weeks, and then you've missed some time already. So, you know, I don't see a problem with doing it every year, especially if you're trying to fix something in the soil. So.
Okay, I have another amendment question.
Hang tight with me. On the other side of the break, I will do my best to answer that for you. So for everyone else, phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are, it's a fungus, which can quickly turn your green lawn into a diseased disaster. Relax, cure and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA News Update. According to Israel Defense Forces, the death toll from the Palestinian attack is now up to 350. The military's priorities now are to end the fighting in Israeli communities and control breaches in the fence dividing Israel and the Gaza Strip. In Gaza, over 300 Palestinians have been killed in the conflict, and nearly 2,000 have been wounded. During a campaign rally in Iowa over the weekend, former President Trump spoke about the recent Hamas terrorist attacks in Israel.
The Israeli attack was made because we are perceived as being weak and ineffective and with a really weak leader.
After an overnight attack by the Hamas militant group left hundreds dead, Trump spoke at an event in Iowa claiming that American taxpayer dollars helped fund the attack. The Taliban says the two earthquakes that struck Afghanistan Saturday killed over 2,000 people. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We have Pat on the line with us, and she had another amendment question. So, Pat, what was that question for us?
Yes, thank you. It's both about love your soil and choosing between 10-10-10 and plant tone. Okay. On the first part, my sister has a little perennial bed and it's got horrid soil in it. So, but you can't just change it all because she wants to keep what's there. But there are sections I'm wondering if I could put love your soil to a perennial bed along with, you know, try to get some mulch and compost and so on it this fall. And then the 10-10-10 versus plant tone is, you had suggested 10-10-10 for something this spring, and I have more. And I have a whole line of arborvitaes, and I'm wondering if I should just use that instead of, since I have it, instead of plant tone. And then if I transplant anything into that perennial bed, do I use a full dose of starter biotone, or do I do half because it's fall?
Okay, so we'll start with the last one. It's quick. For the biotone, use the regular rate at all times, no matter when you're planting. Okay, so that's more for soil. Don't worry about it. Just use the regular rate. As far as the arborvitaes, 10-10-10 at this point is going to be a little bit too much, whereas the plant tone is going to have a lot lower numbers, and at half the rate it's going to be more beneficial for it. So unfortunately, I'd be looking at getting the plant tone versus that 10-10-10, as I don't want you to burn it or push too much growth late into the season like this.
Okay.
Now, as far as the planting bed, the perennial bed, adding Love Your Soil is going to help loosen up the soil. It's also going to help release some of those trapped nutrients that are there. So it can definitely be used. That is not a problem. Definitely adding amendments to it, like compost, etc., is only going to benefit it. You could do top dressing if you wanted to at this point. Go right over the top on the whole thing and just let it sit and let it go for the whole season, all winter into next year, and it'll break down and kind of go into the soil. So I see no problem adding that. Honestly, it's only going to benefit it.
Okay, and is there a different rate for the perennial bed in its fall, or
same as you normally would use everywhere else? It's just it's organic. In a way, it's organic. It's not 100% organic, but it's natural material out of the soil, so it's not going to burn those things. It's really only going to help it long term.
Super. One yes left. Very quickie. I have a lot of coffee grounds left over I didn't use.
Yep.
I just throw them in wherever I'm adding stuff and let them. Will they do me good if I?
I mean, don't go. They have some nitrogen uses to it. Not a lot to it. So don't use a ton of it. It's not like you're looking to. Fill it with it, but use a scoop or two in the holes, or if you're building, if you want to put it in compost and mix it in there, that would be fine. It's definitely useful.
Okay, super. Thank
Alrighty.
You so much.
All right, have a great one, Pat.
Thank you. Bye
bye. Bye bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, we still got any calls on the line?
Yep, there's a few. Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I got a runner off the strawberry plant this summer, and I put that in a pot, and now it's a big strawberry plant. Now, can I plant that outside yet or not?
Yeah, I mean, it's developed its root system and everything already in that pot.
It's got nice big leaves and everything, so.
Yeah, no, definitely can put it out there. Sometimes they'll actually naturally create their own runners into the soil. So you just did it for it and made it a little bit easier. I'd put it out there and just make sure you protect it for the winter months, right? Just make sure you get a little bit of compost around it or something along those lines. Maybe even some straw, for the spring. But definitely, get it protected for the winter. I see no problem having it out there.
Do I have to put anything in the hole when I plant it?
I mean, I might put some compost or anything like that, but you don't necessarily have to do anything. You could use a little bit of the Biotone starter just to help it out. But it's not necessary at this point. I think it's, the biggest thing is just protecting it from any of the winter or the cold freezes that might happen, especially if you've had it indoors.
And when do I lift my dahlias out?
So, have you started to see dieback in the leaves at all, or is it still growing green?
They're green, little green yet.
Yeah, so you want a dahlia, to get hit by the frost.
Oh, yeah.
You want it to start getting refocused, because what happens when it gets hit by the frost, and it's usually the first or second frost, it'll start to die back. And what that means is all the energy in the plant is going down to the tubers. And that's what we want. Whereas if it's green right now, a lot of the energy is above ground.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so basically, a lot of people do it after the first, real frost. It could be the first or second.
Okay.
What you do, dig up the tubers, put them on a driveway, paved area. Let them dry out for a couple, for a few days.
Uh-huh.
So that way some of the dirt, soil, and everything will pop off.
Okay.
So that you can overwinter them and do it from there. Don't use like a hose to wash off the soil. Like, putting your, using a spray jet or something like that. Because you could actually affect some of the tubers that way. But we just want to, make sure a lot of that old dirt, everything is done. And then you can actually put them in containers of like peat moss or vermiculite, something like that, and keep them over the winter that way.
Okay. And one last question. Sure. We have a lot of mushrooms in our soil. Is that because of all the wetness or what?
Yeah, it has a lot to do with it. There's no like mushroom killer. Right, it has a lot to do with the moisture that's in there. You know, if it was a season where we didn't have as much rain,
right,
I would say, you know, maybe that area is too compacted and the water's sitting. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is there's mushrooms everywhere, no matter you know, if it's compacted or not. So you just don't know. But I think it's a lot of the moisture that's sitting there. My backyard at one point, like 3 weeks ago, I counted at one point there was like 25 or 30 mushrooms just everywhere. And they like pop up overnight.
Yeah, we have like clumps here and my brother's pulling them out. That was it, you know.
Yeah, that's it. Unfortunately, that's really the only way to get rid of them, is just pull them out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they do say, like, if you look at some of the studies, I think they're trying to make us feel better, but that if you do have mushrooms, that means your soil is actually pretty good underneath.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
So, I mean, maybe that's looking for the bright side of it, right?
Right. Okay, I thank you very much.
All right, Mary, have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay,
bye. All right. Nathan, who's up next?
Rob's in Linfield.
Rob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I had a question about when I reseeded the last weekend. The grass seed is a couple of years old. I know the germination rate isn't as good, but I'm wondering if I haven't seen anything come up just yet. Is that a problem? And I ask that because I've also noticed a couple of, dozen or so very small little ant holes starting to form. And I'm wondering, you know, what I need to do to treat that. Or, you know, I don't know if ants eat grass seed or whatnot, but I'm just wondering what I should be doing here.
What did you say it had popped up?
Little ant holes, a couple of ant holes.
All right.
And about 3 years ago, I did treat the soil quite well. Nicely, I bought some gypsum and some super loam from a local nursery, and so I didn't test the soil recently, but I think it's pretty good. But based on your comments earlier, I'll go ahead and test it every time I try and do something. But I haven't tested it for a while.
Yeah, so I definitely test it out, but I think if you haven't seen any germination, it's not that you're okay. I mean, it was only about 7 days ago, you said?
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, the temperatures have been fluctuating so much in the past 7 days that I think the seed's kind of like ready one day, and then it's like, okay, what's going on here? I think this upcoming, like, next 4 or 5 days, we're supposed to get some nice 70-degree days with sun. I think you should start seeing some germination at that point. If you haven't, I would try and just overseed a little bit more. The thing is with grass seed, so it loses like less than a percentage. So less than a percentage point a year that it's stored. So if you have it 3 years ago, let's call the germination rate. They never say 100%. They say it's about like 99% germination rate. Losing a half a percentage brings it down to 99.5, and then another half and another half. We're still in the high 90s, so it should be okay. I think it just has a lot to do with the fluctuation in temperatures, especially as some of the nighttime temperatures have been, you know, last night and into this morning, it was in the 40s. And we haven't had a lot of those yet. So I think, the lawn's kind of just like, what's going on here? Just the fluctuation. But I think the next 4 days, maybe 5 days, kind of look good. And so that you should start to see some germination. To be honest with you, I would be putting some down as a second time anyways in about a week. I have always thought that, you know, a second spreading of seed 14 days after the original is very important because it gets any of the spots you missed. Any of the open spots that, you know, when you watered, it could have kind of moved the seed a little bit. So I would do that anyways.
Right, I remember that from a while back. You mentioned that, and then I didn't know if I should do it this weekend or like.
I'd do it next weekend.
14 yeah. days is better. Okay. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, great. And the you know I know the loom that you put down, the super loom, it's pretty good soil, so adding that is really beneficial. So I don't see a problem with that.
What about the ant holes? Do I put in the ant?
You could put an ant killer.
Treat that? Okay.
You could, like a granular form, like an ant, flea, and tick from Bonide. You could even spray with like a hose end spray of 8 from Bonide, right? Either one of those would be fine. I used to use both of them just more because of the fact that I wanted to make sure it was dead and gone.
Right.
But we're late in the season. Up to you, the granular has to break down over some time, right? Whereas the liquid form is already ready to go. And so I think the liquid form, to me, might be the best way to do it.
Excellent.
Alrighty?
Alright, well, thank you very much, Patrick. Really appreciate it.
Alright, Rob, have a great one.
Thank you, you too.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll wrap up today's show. And remember, the next 2 hours from 8 to 10 are going to be last week's first couple hours, so you can hear that, because I know a lot of you are just getting up, getting ready for the day. So we're going to come back in a few to wrap up this part of the show. We'll be back.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2 month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We got Nathan. Do we got some calls on the line?
Yeah, just one. Linda's in Milford, Massachusetts.
Linda, how can we help you today?
Morning, Patrick. Morning. I was hoping you could help me with a insect problem.
Sure.
That I've had in my garden. I noticed when I was doing a cleanup about 2 weeks ago that at the base of some of my plants, I have small white insects, and when they're disturbed, they look like little fluffy dust particles that come up and fly away. They're bigger than dust particles, but they're very fluffy like that. And I noticed them in particular at the base of my echinacea plant, some of my black-eyed Susans, and golden baskets. But they look like they were damaging, most particularly the echinacea and the golden basket. And what I noticed with the echinacea is that it was almost like sawdust at the base of the echinacea stem. And as when I cut the stem, I could see that it was hollowed just to above where the sawdust line was. And so I was wondering if you could help me to identify what that might be and how I could treat it.
Okay. So it's happening on a number of them, you said.
Yes. They're all in a similar section of the garden, but it's it's not attacking everything that's out there, but those plants in particular, I notice as I disturb them, I get those little white puffy things flying away.
Okay. So you could have a combination of insects there. It could be some mites. It could be whitefly, and it could also be like an aphid. Sometimes they, you know, will do some of this to it. So, needless to say, what I'd be looking for you to use is a product like neem oil on all the plants. Okay.
Okay.
Spray them heavily so that it will drip. Right, so that when you're spraying, it's not just like spritzing the top. We're doing it in such a way that it's going to drip a little bit and fall down the rest of the plant. So that could be, you know, part of it. I would also look at, did the buds fully develop?
The on the black-eyed Susans, they developed well. The golden baskets, which flowered in the spring, developed well. But I would say most of my echinacea were not as vibrant as they typically would be. And even the leaves looked a little pale green to me.
Okay. Now, do the leaves, you said they kind of like, they're not like they're normal?
On the echinacea in particular, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I would say you probably have mites on there. Okay. So you could use the neem oil. If you want to go a little bit heavier, you could use... the neem oil now, a lot of it like is the cold press neem oil. It's a 4-in-1, which includes the miticide, so that would be great for it to use. You could also use any 3-in-1 that is usually insect, mite, and disease control. So any of those would work because it seems like it's more of a mite that could be on there. And so spraying everything around it as well is definitely beneficial, because it's going to make sure it hasn't spread everywhere else.
Okay. And would you recommend like doing like a treatment to the ground when everything passes? Do I need to be worried about that?
No, I wouldn't worry about it. What I would do is make sure any that you cut back, don't throw it in the compost pile. Just, you know, throw it in the trash, get rid of it, or just get rid of it everywhere.
Okay.
So I wouldn't worry about it. I'd spray now, but the other thing you could do is in the spring, you could use like an acephate product that you use as a drench. Use that as they're starting to grow, and it'll pull up into it and help protect it from those insects as well. Okay?
Okay. And then I had one other insect problem, and it might be the same. I'm not sure. It's just in the same section of the garden. And then
I'd use
Coreopsis.
Yeah, so I'd use the same exact product.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you very
Linda.
Much, and enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye now.
All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for me today. You got 2 hours still going on of last week's show. Till next week, be good to each other. Get out there, plant something. We'll see you later.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.